And good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you on this Thursday, October the 27th, 2016. 2:16 coming up on 2:17 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are staying over an hour later than we normally do today as we have two special guests hopefully lined up for this hour, Senator Cory Booker and Senator Al Franken. We have not made contact with them yet, but we hope to very, very soon. And when we do, we'll be able to talk with them about a lot of very interesting things, namely that the presidential election, which is now just 12 days away. 12 days away from that big national election, but we are all here in Ohio, very happy with how the Cleveland Indians are doing, but myself, as a lifelong Chicago Cubs fan, am also happy at how the Chicago Cubs are doing, because last night the Chicago Cubs tied up the World Series 1-1, one game apiece. Now tonight they are off, and then on Friday they'll be back, but they'll be in Wrigley Field in Chicago Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, all three games will take place because you have to have four games to win the World Series, and Cleveland has one and Chicago has one. So it actually is possible that if Chicago sweeps the next three games, that they could win the World Series on Sunday in Chicago. Now, conversely, if Cleveland won the next three games, they could win the World Series in Chicago. But if Cleveland were just to win one game in Chicago and Chicago won two games, they would have to come back to Cleveland the following Tuesday, which would be November the 1st, because Monday would be a travel day, to play this out. So the Cleveland Indians still have a chance to win it in Cleveland as well. So there are a lot of different options and operations in this World Series as time just keeps on ticking by. And again, we do want to let you know about the big wrestling event that is coming up this Saturday, October 29th, 7 p.m. Halloween Bash. Going to be a great event. Again, tickets are $10. You can get them at the door. Doors open at 6, show at 7 p.m. on Saturday, October the 29th at the old YMCA down on Church Street here in Marion. Big Battle Royal that night. A lot of great people in action. Uncle Hog, Dick the Bruiser Jr., Ox Baker Jr., Bobo Brazil Jr., Big Bully Busick, WWE legend. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. Mikey the Maniac will be there. A whole host of other people. Just an event you will not want to miss. And for the whole family, by the way. This is wrestling that is for the whole family. Family-oriented entertainment. I will be there along with the WWGH staff, and we will be having a good time. That is to be sure. We are still waiting for connection here from our hookups here for Senator and Senator Al Franken. Nothing yet, so if anybody has anything they'd like to say, we can open the phone lines here. We are on a little later today than we normally are, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, just give us a ring and we will put you up on the air. No questions asked, and we can talk about whatever's on your mind. And the calls we got last hour I found very, very interesting, very stimulating, very enjoyable, because oftentimes, matter of fact, 90% of the time, what you, the listening audience, has to say is far more important than anything I have to say. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm looking for a Harry Campbell.
Whatever that means. A Harry Campbell? I think some people have too much time on their hands, as they say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring and we'll get you up on the air. 740-383-9944. If you have anything of pertinence to say, as they were, as we wait for our guests this hour. Now, we are very happy, as I say, that the Chicago Cubs, well, who knows? You know, a lot of Cleveland Indians fans are not happy that the Chicago Cubs were able to even last night, but I am happy that they evened it up last night. So while we wait on our guests, again, phone lines are open. We'd rather take the phone call, 740 780-383-9944. Let's hear the famous Chicago Cubs song one more time. Go Cubs, go.
Season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing, go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
They got the power, they got the speed. In the National League. Well, this is the year and the Cubs are real. So come on down to Wrigley Field. We're singing out,
go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win. Go Cubs, go!
Here again, you can catch it all on WGN. So stamp your feet and clap your hands. Chicago Cubs got the greatest fans.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio, and we do hope the Cubs go, 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 go. You know, I wonder if the Cleveland Indians were not in the World Series against the Chicago Cubs, would Ohio be supporting the Cubs against any other team? Let's say they're any other team except the Cleveland Indians, except the Reds. Would you be supporting the Cubs? And technically, the Cubs could not play the Reds in the World Series because they're both in the National League. So any other team in the American League that the Cubs could be playing in the World Series, if it wasn't the Indians, would you be supporting the Cubs if you were in Ohio? Let us know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 as we wait for our calls here. Trying to iron that out, and hopefully we will iron that out very soon. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, as a Reds fan there, one reason I'm sort of going for the Indians is that the Cubs haven't been very kind to my Reds the last couple of years.
No, they haven't. The Cubs got
although
better.
They did something the last day of the season that really helped. The Reds were leading 4-2 going into the ninth inning, and the Cubs scored four runs and won. Well, going into the game, there were four teams that were tied for the second worst team in baseball. And by the Reds getting beat in that ninth, they get to have the number two pick in the next draft.
Well, those poor Reds, what is going on with the Reds?
I like what's happening with them. These young players that they're getting are an improvement.
So, do you think there's a future for the Reds?
Oh, yes. This one fellow that they got from the Dodgers, he only played like the last half because they didn't know where to put him. And so he had to go down to the minors for a while. He ended up hitting over 320.
Hmm.
And stole, I think, 12 bases out of 14 attempts and stuff.
Do you think that if it'd be any other team in the American League other than the Indians, do you think if they any other team was playing the Cubs that Ohio would be behind the Cubs?
I would.
Yeah. So yeah. It's just the fact that it's the Ohio team.
Yeah. And I, like I say, but, you know, I don't begrudge the fact that the Cubs are pretty bad the last two seasons because prior to that, for about 5 years in a row, we killed them.
But then the Cubs got this new management, new coach, and they are just steaming down the track.
Yeah, but they got a lot of money.
They do for the first time.
I was surprised to read it, but the Indians rated almost last in the American League in attendance.
Yeah, for some reason, the Indians are not Ohio's team. It's very strange. It's almost like the Bengals and the Browns. The Browns are the far worse team. Than the Bengals, but Bengals' attendance is nowhere near what the Browns' is.
Yeah, it's hard to understand.
It is. People don't want to see a winner.
Hey, you know, since we only have a couple more weeks to talk about the election, I think our next topic ought to be, assuming that Hillary wins, how large a record is she going to set for, whatever they call them, executive... issues there.
Executive orders?
Executive orders.
I tell you what, I think we're about to get Al Franken here, but it's only going to be a short interview. Stay tuned and maybe we'll fill the rest of the time today with that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Again, Al Franken should be here momentarily from what I'm understanding. So Senator Al Franken from the great state of Minnesota should be with us momentarily to discuss a few things. What happened to Cory Booker, I'm not really sure at this point, but hopefully we're able to pick that up also here before the program's over today. A lot of very interesting stuff going on, and we're staying on an extra hour to cover it here. Haven't exactly got a response from the campaign yet, but we are looking to iron all that out very shortly so we can continue on marching down this train today. We're going to very quick break and hopefully come back with Senator Al Franken right after this. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday right here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating or our world would be better?
I guess...
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly, and we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Scott Spears back with you here, 31 minutes past the hour, WWGH Radio, and we're just waiting our guests this hour, Cory Booker and Al Franken, both senators, who were supposed to join us this hour, and for some reason that has not happened yet, but we hope that before we get off the air today in the next 29 minutes that we are able to fit that in, and then we'll go back to opening up the phone lines, but we are working hard on this, I assure you. We will try to fix this problem as quick and efficiently as we can. But as many of you know, the other night we did go to the World Series, the first game of the World Series in Cleveland, which was a good night for the Cleveland Indians. And we did tape an interview there, and we're going to go back and play a little bit of that interview from the World Series Monday night. This is Scott Spears, WWGH Radio, and we are live right in front of the Q here in beautiful Cleveland, Ohio, on a beautiful October night, opening night of the 2016 World Series. And boy, do we have an interesting guest with us. Who do we have here, sir?
It's Demille Jones, better known as DJ Burns, the trophy guy, Cleveland's own.
Now, this trophy you have, for people listening on radio, we'll get the picture up on Facebook. What is this picture of?
It's a picture of the World Series trophy.
Do you think the World Series trophy is coming to Cleveland for the first time since 1948?
Not only do I believe, I made a replica of the Larry O'Brien trophy, and Game 7, Jay Crawford had it on live. So I'm like, Tribe's doing so good, I had to make a replica of the World Series trophy. I believe then, I believe now.
Now, we are standing just away from the game, a cast of thousands out here, a crowd of thousands. Do you feel for the Cubs, though? They haven't been there in 71 years. Do you? Scott Spears back with you here on WWGH Radio, 33 minutes past the hour, and as you know, 12 days till the big election, presidency of the United States, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump, and we're so glad today to be joined by a gentleman via telephone who I've wanted to have on for a long time. So glad he could stop by for a moment. Senator from the great state of Minnesota and prolific comedy writer and performer, Al Franken. Al, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
Doing very well. We're 12 days away, Al. How confident are you as we head into the election?
Well, I'm hopeful. I'm pretty optimistic. But, I won my first election to the Senate by 312 votes. So I know how close these things can be, and I know how important every vote is. So, I like them to be counted before I get too confident.
Donald Trump, would you ever have suspected in your life there would be a candidate like Donald Trump who would make it this far?
No. We've learned a lot about Donald Trump over the last year and a half or so. And, I don't like what I see. I see someone who, first of all, doesn't seem interested in public, who, for one reason or another, doesn't seem to learn anything about it. And I don't know if that's that he has no attention span or they just isn't interested in it. And I also see someone who, I'm not a psychologist, but what I understand about narcissism is something that he seems to exhibit characteristics of, which is really sees things in terms of himself. He said at his convention, I'm the only one who can fix things. And he seems to be more concerned with settling scores than with the issues that affect people's lives. And he never seems to get beyond the surface of anything. He has a few talking points on issues, but I just don't find him serious. So Hillary, on the other hand, is someone I've known for 23 years, and I've never known anyone who's harder working, who's smarter, who's tougher than her. And I think those are qualities that you need in the presidency. I've seen the presidency a little bit closer up as a senator than I ever thought I would when I was in comedy, and the decisions that come to the commander-in-chief, to the president, are really only decisions that only he, or I hope she, can make. That's when they get to the president, and the president has to rely on their breadth and depth of knowledge and experience, and I trust her in the job.
Senator Franken, aside from campaigning for people and doing some political radio, you came right from show business to public office, a high public office, Senator. Donald Trump, a higher public office, coming directly from show business, I guess, as it were. When you walk in and you've never been in politics to that degree, is it, what is the most shocking thing? Was it difficult for you?
Well, I took a slightly different path. I mean, I did do Saturday Night Live for 15 seasons, but then after that, I did a transition and I wrote books about politics. They're satirical in large, but large part, but also serious. And so, I've always been someone who has been very interested in public policy. And started that as a kid during the Civil Rights Movement. And during Saturday Night Live, I wrote a lot of the political satire that was on the show. And my transition was I wrote a number of books, and then I did a daily three-hour radio show. Now, that's not the same as being a public servant, as being a city councilman or a mayor, or, you know, any other of these public service offices that give you that kind of experience. What I found out in the Senate, I was a little shocked at how little debate, actual debate there was. Most times that senator speaks on the floor, he or she is the only person there. There's no colleagues on the floor because they're all doing their work, and the work is hearings, it's meeting with constituents, it's meeting with other groups, it's all kinds of things. So there's less debate than I would have hoped. Also, when I got there, which was 2009, it seemed like there was a conscious effort by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans not to cooperate at all with President Obama. And I asked a few of my colleagues who'd been in the Senate for a long time, is this the worst that it's been in terms of that? And many of them said, well, remember when that guy got caned? And I go, you mean right before the Civil War? Yeah, I think that was worse. And I went, well, boy. And if anything, it's gotten even worse since then. And I think it's been this intransigence, and I think people want us to work with each other and cooperate, get things done, and it's been hard to do that. And I think that Trump is sort of a natural extension of that, which has been going on for a long time, which is demonizing your opponents, like Gingrich did. This is in a book I wrote called Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot and Other Observations, which was really about the loss of civility and about right-wing talk radio. And then I wrote a book called Lies and Lying Liars, Who Tell Them a Fair and Balanced Look at the Right, which was about right-wing media, other right-wing media like Fox. And this sort of coarsening of our dialogue and our politics, and I think we've gotten to the worst extension of that in this presidential race, and hopefully it'll improve afterwards.
Senator Franken, I have one final question for you here. I sit in Ohio right now. I think you're here somewhere in Ohio. And,
I am.
Yeah, and
I just passed Sandusky. And I came from Lorain through Sandusky. I think I'm heading to Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, good college there.
Yeah.
Well, if you fly through Marion, stop by. But the question is, here in Ohio, battleground state, still considered on the table for this election by most pollsters.
Yep.
Why is it that it is on the table? Because here's what I keep hearing. I want you to answer this question for me. We open up the phone lines since the first debate, and what we keep hearing is Republicans say, we don't like Donald Trump, we don't like him at all, but we hate Hillary Clinton, and the unknown is better than her. We can't afford her. So we might vote third party. We might write somebody in. We might do this as a protest vote, but we are not voting for Hillary Clinton. Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
I think that there's been sort of 30 years of attacks on both her and her husband that, again, I point to talk radio, I point to Fox, I talk to things like Breitbart, and there has been, and I kind of wrote about that in Lies and Liners Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right, that's the name of that book, and I think that there have been ginned up attacks of, about them. Then there are, some legitimate things where people go like, I don't like that. And Hillary, for example, on her private email server has said that was a mistake. So I'm not saying that people who have a problem with that are wrong or there's no reason for that at all. I think that was a big mistake. Here's what I can tell you. In the United States Senate, your word is the coin of the realm. That's really ultimately what people in the Senate judge their colleagues by. And she served in the Senate for 8 years. And my Republican colleagues who were there with her when she served, every one of them says that she was very, very good to work with and that her word was good. And my experience with her has been extremely good. And the thing I started off with about trust, you have to trust that this person is able to do the job for the people of the United States. And I think there's just objectively no question about whether she is able to do this job, whether she has the breadth and depth of knowledge that you need, whether she has the work ethic to do it. And this is the most important job that we have in this country. And I think we need someone who is up to doing that job. I don't expect your listeners to go, well, I take Al Franken's word for it, but I just want to make that case to them if they're thinking right now about weighing whether, okay, do I vote for a third party? I think that Donald Trump has revealed himself enough over the last month or so for most people to say, I can't vote for this guy. But I would urge people to think about their kids and their grandchildren and about who can work across party lines. Hillary has done that in the Senate. She will be working with members of the Senate that she served with who know her. And she's been able to work across party lines in the past, even working with Tom DeLay on foster children after he had led the impeachment of her husband. She's someone who I think is a realist and will be able to work across party lines to get things done.
Two yes no's here. Will she win Ohio? Will she win the election 12 days out?
I think we don't know about Ohio. Ohio is very, very close. And I think she will win the election, but I can't tell you for sure.
Senator, before we let you go, just this is personal, but in the late 1990s, you did a show called Late Line, kind of a short-lived sitcom.
Yeah.
But I have a VHS tape of an episode you did of that with G. Gordon Liddy that still makes me laugh to this day. That was one of the funniest episodes of any sitcom I've ever seen. And I'm sorry that show didn't go on, but I'm so glad you came on today and hope you can in the future.
Well, I was so close to G. Gordon Liddy that I called him G.
Senator Al Franken. What does the G stand for?
I have no idea.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Senator Al Franken, that was fun. Oh, I did. He, if you didn't catch that show in the late 90s, he did a show called Late Line. It was very funny. It was a takeoff on Nightline, where he wasn't the anchor, but he played one of the correspondents, and it was a very, very funny show. And there was an episode with G. Gordon Liddy where he comes in as a guest, and somehow Al, G. Gordon Liddy is showing him a gun, and somehow Al drops the gun and shoots G. Gordon Liddy, and it's, and G. Gordon Liddy in the office just ties a tourniquet around the, around the wound. It's a very funny episode. It was a show called Late Line. I don't know if it's on YouTube or anywhere now, but it was a very funny episode with G. Gordon Liddy. Okay. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We are ready to hear from you what's going on out there in the world. 13 minutes left in this broadcast. 12 now. We're getting close to 12 minutes. 3 hours flies by when you're having fun, I guess, as they say. 740-383-9944. And we can get you up on the air and talk about whatever you would like to talk about. So be it. So hold your peace for the rest of your life, I guess is what we say. And we're continuing on here today, and as most of you know, coming up this Saturday, it is a big, big event. You're not going to want to miss it, folks. It's over at the old YMCA on Church Street here in Marion. Halloween Bash, 7 p.m. start time, just about 48 hours away now. Man, it has creeped up. It's going to be a gigantic night. As I say, $10 a ticket. You can get them at the door, 6 p.m. The door's open. Show starts at 7 p.m., supported by Schrader Computer and Domino's Pizza. Big Battle Royal that night. And we have some stuff here in the next 12 minutes to sort out about this card, and that's why we have asked a gentleman to join us who's going to be a big part of that card that night. He is a WWE legend. He is a wrestling legend. For many years, he'll be managing that night, but who he will be managing is in jeopardy, and that's why we've asked him to call in right now. He is Big Bully Busick. You saw his mug in the paper the other day, and I heard now that that Tuesday Marion Star with Bully's picture in it is now the number one fastest selling Halloween decoration for people's windows. We offer to these telephones the voice, the opinions of Big Bully Busick. Bully, how are you?
Hold the phone, Scott Spears. What is this you're starting up? I know you're excited that Big Bully Busick is coming to Marion, Ohio, to the old YMCA building to watch Herbo Brazil get beat by the Beast. I know you're coming to watch Ox Baker win the United States Heavyweight Championship belt, but then you start this propaganda. All these people are painting handlebar mustaches on because it's Halloween. What is that? And you're giving them a discount. Is there any truth to that rumor?
No, I hadn't heard about that, but I tell you what, I have heard some rumors myself, and maybe this gives us a little insight to how close you and the Beast are. The other day when we talked, there were some rumblings that something had happened in Japan. You said the Beast was overseas. He absolutely was. He was over in Japan, and we started to get some calls to the office that something was going on, that something was not right, that maybe the Beast would not be here, that something was going on. Well, we got the confirmation this morning, and apparently your man maybe doesn't speak English or won't, maybe he's too cheap to pop for the call to call you this morning. He's still in Japan, and over there, he was so brutal, so savage, that they will not let him leave the country in some matches over there. They have yanked his passport. He cannot get out of Japan.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I got the call, and they put him on a no-fly zone, and I'm working with the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe right now to get him off that no-fly zone. And if he doesn't show up, don't, for some reason that you probably propagated to get him so he can't get here, you probably had a lot to do with it, but if he doesn't show up for whatever reason, by all, you might have got Hillary Clinton in on this because she's so corrupt. She might have put him on a no-fly zone because I know you're voting for her. So if he doesn't show up, I can guarantee the fans one thing for sure. There's going to be a big surprise in store for Mr. Bobo Brazil Jr., and it ain't going to be a bottle of Ripple either, I'll tell you that.
Well, let me explain this to you, Bully, because we're down to 10 minutes here, and there is a lot to cover. But I know for sure
I hate to say it because he's it would have been a great match, but the Butcher is not going to make it out of there. He's been grounded. These authorities in Japan are working with the American authorities to keep his passport, and there's no way he's getting out of there in 48 hours. The flight itself, he would not make it back for Saturday night. But I do want to let the wrestling fans know this. He will be back, and I believe it's going to be December 17th. That match is going to take place, whether Bobo holds the title, doesn't hold the title, whatever. So you are going to see that match. But that match is not happening Saturday night. We do not want to false advertise. We do want to let our fans know what's going on. But Big Bully Busick, we did find out something. We found out that the Beast did not even sign that contract for that match with Bobo. We looked at that contract because we had it out the other day because of your chicanery, and you signed that contract.
I am a duly legally appointed representative of the Beast, and I have the authority to sign that contract.
Okay, well, this is what we've decided now. Bully, the Beast is not coming. You can make all the excuses you like. Now, here are your choices. Now, you can go in there with Bobo Brazil Jr., or you have exactly 24 hours to find somebody to replace him in that match, and it cannot be Ox Baker Jr. because he's already involved in another match. So what do you say to that? Do you have somebody?
I'm working on it, and I don't like this curveball you threw at me. I got to go, Scott Spears. I can't stay on the phone with you. I got to point Bill and bust heads down here and figure out what's going to happen here, because these fans, I'm coming to get that belt one way or another. Mark my words. Saturday night at the old YMCA there in Marion. What's that address again so I can plug it in on my Google?
127 East Church.
And the doors are going to open at 6 o'clock. And Bobo Brazil, you better polish that belt up because it's the last time you're going to have it. And that surgically implanted titanium plate in your head, I'm going to rip it out of your skull.
Are you leaving? Are you done? He left. He left. Well, I'll tell you something else that went down that we don't know about is that Tanu the Savage now has added. He didn't want to talk about that either. He's shaken because the Beast is stuck. But Tanu the Savage is now, because Big Bully Busick did have his lawyers involved, going to be in that four-way match. Uncle Hog, Dick the Bruiser Jr., Ox Baker Jr., and now Tanu the Savage. It'll be a four-way Texas Tornado match. That has also been changed. That's due to Big Bully Busick. Who his man will be in that main event, I have no idea, but the Beast is out. The Beast is stuck in Japan. But that's all Saturday night, old YMCA here in Marion, 7 p.m. start times. Doors open at 6 p.m., $10 a seat, supported by Schrader Computer and Domino's Pizza. Now, beyond that, we have 6 minutes left. If you want to go back and talk about Al Franken or anything else, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have 6 minutes left in the broadcast, and we certainly would love to hear from you, hear what you have to say about Al Franken, hear what you have to say about anything that's went down in this broadcast or anything else going on in the world. We were talking earlier on about if Hillary Clinton is elected president in 12 days, would she have to use executive orders to get done what she needs to get done? Hard to say, because some people are feeling that the Senate might end up going Democrat in this election. And if the Senate does go Democrat, then she might have a little room to work that President Obama hasn't had in the last couple years of his presidency. 4 years. So I don't know. I guess it depends on where the Senate and the House are. And as Al Franken said, Senator from Minnesota, she does work well. She worked with Tom DeLay. Can she cross those aisles where Barack Obama did not? You know, Barack Obama was certainly considered the better campaigner, but is Hillary Clinton the better person to go across the aisle? Can Donald Trump cross the aisle? And what do we really need in this country? All I've heard for the last 8 years is we need somebody who can talk with the other side. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. We've got 4 minutes left in the broadcast, and we certainly would love to hear from you about anything that was talked about today. And what a great time it was to have Al Franken on this show. You know, I'm looking back now at the people we've had on this political season. We've had the late Phyllis Schlafly. We've had Juanita Broderick. We've had Kathleen Willey. We've had Al Franken. We've had Madeleine Albright. We've had Joyce Beatty. We've had Ted Strickland.
We've had Mary Ellen Withrow. We've had so many interesting people. What a time it's been. You know, people might be sick of all this political stuff, and in 12 days, I'm sure Ann Holton, how could I forget Ann Holton, Tim Kaine's wife? When it all wraps up here, I think we're just going to say, wow, what a political season it was, and who knows what could happen in the next 12 days. Might we hear Trump or Hillary on this program one day? Who knows? Still 12 days to go, and Ohio certainly is a battleground state. What happened to Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker? I have no idea. He was scheduled. He did not pop in. We're sorry to hear that. We would have loved to have heard from Cory Booker, a rising star in the Democratic Party. It was a great time yesterday having Steve Chafin and Tanner Hale on. That was a great debate, local politics, national politics, and state politics. 3 minutes left. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We do want to hear from you, 740-383-9944. Tell us what you think. Again, Saturday night is Classic Championship Wrestling's big event, heavyweight title match. Bobo Brazil Jr. now facing an unknown opponent. Big Bully Busick will be the manager, but who will be the opponent? We don't know. And now the United States title match, Uncle Hog versus Dick the Bruiser Jr. versus Oxbaker Jr. versus Tanu the Savage, with Big Bully Busick as Tanu the Savage and Oxbaker Jr.'s manager. Boy, he has split his loyalties there. It all happens in 48 hours, October 29th at the old YMCA on Church Street. Doors open at 7 or 6. Show starts at 7, $10 a seat. You still can get your tickets by coming to the radio station here in the Marion Center Mall next to the Crafter's Coop, $10 a seat, or you can get them the night at the show, the night of the show, Saturday night, 48 hours away, an hour before the show starts, between 6 and 7. And again, there will be a battle royal that night, too, for a new number one contender. Mikey the Maniac there, as well in action, the Blueprint, the New School Tag Team, the Great Akuma. We haven't talked too much about him. He'll be there in action. A lot of great people. And this mystery opponent now, who's it going to be? Who will take the Butcher Beast place? We don't know, but we are going to find out tomorrow. Don't tune away from this station, because we're going to figure out exactly who that is before Saturday night. So you'll want to tune in tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock with the Ed McCant Show, Marion 2020. 10 o'clock, Swap Shop with Sean Kraft. 11 a.m., Wittenberg's Door with Brett Cornelius and Lee Hall. The Exchange Club tomorrow with myself, Sean Kraft, Marge Hazelett, and Charlie Evers. And the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show, 1:10 until 3 p.m. tomorrow. That is the Friday programming. And we've still got some of these Cedar Point Halloween tickets to give away tomorrow. They do not expire till Sunday night. So if you want a holiday treat, boy, a trip to Cedar Point for their big holiday special would be something. And we will be giving those away tomorrow on the air here, October 28th. Wrestling event coming up October 29th. Boy, we've had a lot of fun today. We want to thank the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. We want to thank Big Bully Busick. We want to thank Senator from Minnesota Al Franken and everybody else who joined in on the fun today and shared their thoughts via their home telephone. It has been a joy, and I guess we will say go Cubs. Go Indians. World Series keeps going on, but I don't keep going on, because for this day, I'm headed for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you